在这课里我们要学习助动词
could C-O-U-L-D could
和两个助动词短语
would like to W-O-U-L-D L-I-K-E T-O would like to
跟
ought to O-U-G-H-T T-O ought to
我们也要学习用连接词
because B-E-C-A-U-S-E because
做句子首先我还是请两个英文老师给你念一段对话内容是说亨利跟他的同事南希聊天的情况我请英文老师先用自然速度念一遍请你注意听英文老师的发音和声调
Hello Nancy, where were you yesterday?
I didn't come in because I was sick.
You still look a little sick. You ought to go back to bed.
I'm going home now.
Did you drive today?
No, I don't have a car.
I can take you home. Would you like a ride?
Yes, I'd appreciate it very much. Could you stop at the drugstore on the way? I need to buy some aspirin.
好，现在我请英文老师再把刚才那段对话用慢速度念一遍，请你注意听。
Hello, Nancy. Where were you yesterday?
I didn't come in because I was sick.
You still look a little sick. You ought to go back to bed.
I'm going home now.
Did you drive today?
No, I don't have a car.
I can take you home. Would you like a ride?
Yes, I'll appreciate it very much. Could you stop at the drugstore on the way? I need to buy some aspirin.
在刚才那段对话里有几个句子用了我们今天要学的语法也就是
could would like to ought to
跟
because
的用法现在我请英文老师把这几个句子念出来给你听
I didn't come in because I was sick
You ought to go back to bed Would you like a ride
Could you stop at the drugstore on the way?
好了，现在我们来做练习。首先我们学习助动词
could
的用法。这个字是
can, C-A-N, can
的过去式，是用来表示过去有能力做一件事。不过这个字还有另外一个用法，就是可以用在问句里，表示客气的提出请求。比方有一句话我没有车你能开车送我吗用英文可以这样说
I don't have a car. Could you give me a ride?
好现在我们来练习这种用法由老师念一些句子内容都是说南希病了他客气的请人帮忙每个句子我们念两遍请你听一遍跟着重复一遍
I don't feel well. Could you help me?
I don't feel well. Could you help me?
I am sick. Could you take me to a doctor?
I am sick. Could you take me to a doctor?
I don't have a car. Could you give me a ride?
I don't have a car. Could you give me a ride?
I need to buy some medicine. Could you stop at the drugstore on the way?
I need to buy some medicine. Could you stop at the drugstore on the way?
I need to take the medicine. Could you give me a glass of water?
I need to take the medicine. Could you give me a glass of water?
下面我们来做换词练习。由老师念一个句子。比方我能借你的字典吗
Could I borrow your dictionary?
然后老师给你一个新词组比方 用你的电话。
Use your telephone.
请你把新词组代换到原来的句子里。每做完一句，就请你听正确答案。好，现在我们开始。
Could I borrow your dictionary? Use your telephone.
Could I use your telephone?
Read your newspaper.
Could I read your newspaper?
Take you home.
Could I take you home?
See you tomorrow.
Could I see you tomorrow?
Talk to you later.
Could I talk to you later?
现在我们来学另外一种客气话，也就是
Would like to.
这个词组就是要
Want to. W-A-N-T-T-O. Want to.
的意思，不过比较客气。下面我们要做一组练习，由老师念两个句子。第一个句子用
Want to.
第二个句子用的是
Would like to.
这两句话意思一样。
Nancy wants to see a doctor.
Nancy would like to see a doctor.
Henry wants to watch television.
Henry would like to watch television.
Kate wants to buy a sweater.
Kate would like to buy a sweater.
Susan wants to visit her cousins.
Susan would like to visit her cousins.
Peter wants to become a sports star.
Peter would like to become a sports star.
Mary wants to have a weekly allowance.
Mary would like to have a weekly allowance.
刚才我们学习了怎么用客气话
would like to
做陈述句。下面我们看一看怎么用这个词组做问句。比方有一句话，你要做一个打字员吗？英文可以这样说
Would you like to be a typist?
另外一句话，你要做市政府工作人员吗？英文可以这样说
Would you like to be a city worker?
好，现在我们来做换字练习。老师先念一个句子，接着老师念一个新词组，请你把这个新词组代换进去。做完之后，请你注意听正确答案。
Would you like to be a typist? Be a city worker.
Would you like to be a city worker?
Sing in a concert.
Would you like to sing in a concert?
Live near the university.
Would you like to live near the university?
Sit next to the window.
Would you like to sit next to the window?
Take two suitcases to New York.
Would you like to take two suitcases to New York?
下面我们换一个方式做练习。老师用
Would you like to
做一个问句。比方你要做一个救火员吗？
Would you like to be a firefighter?
然后你会听到老师说
Yes
或是
No.
请你根据你所听到的回答问题。如果是肯定的，就用
would
回答；是否定的，就用
would not，
也就是
wouldn't
回答。做了答案之后，请你听正确答案。
Would you like to be a firefighter? Yes.
Yes, I would like to be a firefighter.
Would you like to buy this record?No.
No, I wouldn't like to buy this record.
Would you like to have a glass of milk? No.
No, I wouldn't like to have a glass of milk.
Would you like to live near the factory? No.
No, I wouldn't like to live near the factory.
Would you like to play football this Friday? Yes.
Yes, I would like to play football this Friday.
下面我们来学一个新词组。
Ought to.
这个词组的意思等于我们以前学过的助动词。
Should. S-H-O-U-L-D, should.
意思就是劝人应该做某一件事。比方有一句话，你应该在银行停一下。英文可以这样说。
You should stop at the bank.
也可以这样说。
You ought to stop at the bank.
现在我们来做练习。由老师先用
should
做一个句子，请学生用
ought to
代替。请你在学生念句子的时候跟着重复。现在我们开始。
Nancy should see a doctor.
Nancy ought to see a doctor.
Kate should stop at the bank.
Kate ought to stop at the bank.
Henry should get in shape again.
Henry ought to get in shape again.
Peter should take out the garbage.
Peter ought to take out the garbage.
Linda should save some of her weekly allowance.
Linda ought to save some of her weekly allowance.
Mary should clean up her room.
Mary ought to clean up her room.
好了，现在我们来学这一课要教的最后一个语法，也就是连接词
because
因为的用法。要是有人问你，为什么人们给市政府工作呢？
Why do people work for city governments?
你可以这样回答，因为市政府工作人员退休的时候有不少退休金。
Because city workers get a good pension when they retire.
下面这组练习是由老师根据这一课开头那段说到南希生病的对话提出几个问题，请学生用
because
来回答问题，请你注意听。
Why does Nancy have to go home?
She has to go home because she needs to rest.
Why should Nancy go back to bed?
She should go back to bed because she is sick.
Why does Nancy have to stop at the drugstore?
She has to stop because she wants to buy some aspirin.
Why doesn't Nancy drive to work?
She doesn't drive to work because she doesn't have a car.
下面这组练习是由老师提出一个问题，接着他再念一个短语，请你用
because
跟这个短语来回答问题。在你回答之后，请你注意听正确答案。好，现在我们就开始。
Why do you study English? It's useful.
I study English because it's useful.
Why is he listening to radio? There is a good program.
He is listening to radio because there is a good program.
Why can't we play tennis now? It's raining.
We can't because it's raining.
Why didn't she go to the party with us? She had to work.
She didn't because she had to work.
今天要听的文章是说到亨利和南希都是市政府工作人员，谈到了他们两个人工作的性质，请你注意听。
Many Americans work for city governments. There are office workers, firefighters, police officers, and public school teachers. Most city workers might not earn a lot of money, but when they retire, they get a good pension.Henry and Nancy are employees of the city of Seattle. He is a firefighter. He is on duty 8 hours a day. During his shift, he eats and sleeps at the firehouse because the firefighters have to be ready to answer an alarm. Nancy is a typist in Henry's office.She works from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. She works 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Her job is to type reports of fire.
等一下我们还会把刚才那段文章用慢速度再念一遍。现在我们先把今天要测验的三个问题用慢速度念一遍给你听。第一个问题是
What are some of the city government jobs?
第二个问题是
Why do people work for city governments?
最后一个问题是
When does Nancy work?
刚才那三个问题你都听懂了吗？等一会儿我们还会再念一遍给你听。现在请你先听老师用慢速度再把刚才那段文章念一次。
Many Americans work for city governments. There are office workers, firefighters, police officers, and public school teachers. Most city workers might not earn a lot of money, but when they retire, they get a good pension. Henry and Nancy are employees of the city of Seattle.He is a firefighter. He is on duty 8 hours a day. During his shift, he eats and sleeps at the firehouse because firefighters have to be ready to answer an alarm. Nancy is a typist in Henry's office. She works from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.She works 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Her job is to type reports of fire.
好，现在请你回答今天测验的三个问题。在你回答问题之后，请听老师给你念正确的答案。第一个问题是
What are some of the city government jobs?
Firefighters, police officers,And public school teachers are some of the city government jobs.
第二个问题是
Why do people work for city governments?
People work for city governments because they get a good pension when they retire.
最后一个问题是
When does Nancy work?
Nancy works from 9 o'clock in the morning.To 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.